Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show alongside Carlos Ortiz. And alongside you, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Marco Belletti on the updates. And we will be updating you for the next hour and a half or so about what is happening live during the NBA draft. As you may remember, I was in Green Bay for the NFL draft. And they said, Bart, as long as you can put $40 of gas in your car and get up to Green Bay, you can cover the draft. And I said, that sounds like a deal. And then the NBA draft came around and they said, Bart, we want to fly you, all expenses paid, to New York, put you up in the nicest hotel that you can think of, lavish you with ladies blowing, you know, those palm tree leaves in your face, feeding you grapes. We want to treat you like luxury, but you got to cover the NBA draft. I said, you know, I'm pretty good. I just hang out at home for the night. So I did not do that. I am not in New York for the NBA draft. I am not covering the NBA draft live. And I have no regrets about that. I did have a full day, though. Oh, my goodness, did I have a full day. I woke up, finished the third episode of Ironheart. Okay, so that's on Disney Plus, little MCU entry. I then went to the Brewers game as they were taking on the Pirates. It was Jacob Mizorowski against Paul Skeens. Big pitching matchup. Went just for about an hour and a half. Wanted to see the guys pitch, then went back home. Then went back home, was going to mow my lawn, but instead there was like some weird thing that fell from my neighbor's tree, and I thought I could just get the leaf blower out and blow it, but it wasn't moving, so I had to turn it around and turn it into the vacuum. I got a leaf blower 2 years ago. I never opened it, so I finally put that together, opened it. It was really tough, but I got my driveway and sidewalk cleared, so that was really good. Then I was going to mow the lawn, but then I had to take my kid to swimming. Then after swimming, we stopped. We drove by a park, and there was just some like summer festival happening, and we got free ice cream. That was fun. Then I went home, had dinner. Then I drove to work, and oh no, while I was waiting for dinner, some guy came to my door because I live on a block that's like ripe with solicitors. So some guy comes to my door. He's like, hey, I'm the bug guy. And I go, oh, we just had a bug guy out this week. And we really did. We had a bug guy out on last Monday. And now I had a new bug guy, and he's like, oh, I could do cheaper. I go, where were you? Can I have your card for next time? He goes, I don't have a card. Why are you coming to my house if you don't have a card? Oh, so then I did eat, and then I said goodnight to my kid, and then I drove here, and I sat down, and I got the microphone in my face, and I connected, and I said hi to Carlos, and I took a look at the draft board real quick, and then I said, you know what I forgot to do today? I forgot to prepare a show today.
What do you mean by that?
I did all this stuff today. I lived a full day. I went to a ball game. I did some yard work. I entertained a man that came to my door. I had some family time. I took my kid to swimming. I commuted. I watched TV. I forgot to prepare a show. So this is going to be me cooking without a recipe. And that means there's going to be a heavy dose of Carlos poured into this bowl tonight. How are you, Carlos?
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
I guess there will be, because I did about as much preparation as you did. So I'm feeling fantastic, except for the fact that my left knee hurts, both my forearm hurts, my shoulders and neck are stiff, and I can't walk well. But other than that, I'm peachy.
Oh, what's wrong? Did all that happen?
Well, this is the third week of the gym, so the fat is trying to escape my body. I keep forcing it in because, you know, I'm eating like Wendy's Frosties, which are now included with delicious mix-ins such as Oreos and brownies. So I'm basically negating all the workout that I'm doing. But the fat is crying.
You ever get the strawberry one?
I like strawberries. I just not a fan of strawberry ice creams. Therefore, I don't think I'd be a fan of strawberry Frosties.
Hmm. You know, it's pretty good. I would recommend.
I literally just crushed a vanilla Oreo brownie Frosty, and I think I prefer chocolate, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, I had some ice cream tonight, too, because like I said, we drove by that park, and there was just like some little social going on in one of the suburb communities on the way home from swimming, and we got out. And
did you see Giannis?
I did not see Giannis tonight. I believe he's still overseas. I have not seen my good friend Giannis Antetokounmpo in about a month.
Okay, so he's getting traded.
As you saw, there's been plenty of selections and still no Giannis trade. That, I think, is something that I thought I'd see more of. I mean, there's been some trades in the draft so far, and we'll talk about that. But I thought I would see more of package deals. And the NBA is tricky. Tonight's tough because we're given one slab of information, and then I think they're trying to do a better job of it, but the real information sometimes comes later, so you may break down, like, this guy's fit with this team, and then you find out, oh, he was actually drafted by another team, and now they're swapping. I think we're getting some good information of that. Yeah, they're still wearing the wrong hats. It feels like this is a simple fix. I mean, the NFL has no problem announcing trades. It's always proposed trades in the NBA. I feel like it's a very simple fix. Just do it like the NFL does or like every other team does. But these, like Kevin Durant, that trade hasn't officially gone through yet. We all know it's going to go through, but the league paperwork hasn't been done. And then you see things that happen tonight and the league paperwork can't be done. So you're seeing guys that are going to get drafted by one team, wear a hat, and then get drafted by another. I always have to defend, because if you look at Dirk Nowitzki's Wikipedia, it says he was drafted by the Milwaukee Bucks. He was. I mean, the Bucks put in the selection, but they put in the selection on behalf of the Dallas Mavericks because they had a trade worked out. But then it doesn't. That's not how it works in the NBA, which nobody likes. Everyone gripes about it, and they don't do anything to change it. So I will present the information that I have. And we will pass along the information that is coming to us. But I always feel like on these nights, I'm given a book report, you know, except like I'm missing a couple of the chapters and I'm kind of assuming what happened in them. Like, if you didn't read the book, you're like, oh, no, that all makes sense. But if you're more on top of it, then you might be like, oh, Bart, that guy got traded an hour ago. And you know, you might, you just, there's a big fear of missing something. It's a big fear of you think you get everything ready for vacation, and then the power goes out and you oversleep your alarms. You try to get a whole family in the two vans that you got traveled scheduled from the airport. You think you've got your kid because he's wearing the same winter hat, realizing later that was just the neighbor and Kevin McAllister is still sleeping in the attic because that's where you sent him the night before because he was being a jerk while you guys were eating pizza.
That sounds like the plot to Home Alone.
Never heard of it, but sounds like it would be a good movie, certainly.
Sounds like it'd be a terrible, like, mom.
I always get sad when he sees her at the end because, you know, when they reunite in the house, he sees her and he's very excited to see her. But then right away before that excitement comes, because he's been waiting and waiting, it washes over for a second that I'm mad at you, man. You left me home alone.
And then did it again in New York.
Yeah. But then the mom, plane, trains, and automobiles it literally because she's with John Candy.
And Sheboygan.
And then a minute and a half later, the rest of the family show up.
Right. That I never understood. Like, oh, they couldn't make it because there was no, direct flights or whatever the hell it was. But all of a sudden, all 80 of those people, because the father definitely was like a lawyer for a cartel, because how can you afford that house, have that many kids, and fly out your entire family plus extended family, and only to show up 1 minute after your wife, who had to plane, trains, and automobile to get back to your child with zero hesitation whatsoever. And, oh, yeah, no eye blink. Just, oh, whatever. $5,000 for tickets? Done. No problem. Oh, crap. We forgot our kid. We got to go back. And last minute, $10,000 tickets? No problem.
Have you seen, because the house is outside of Chicago and you can still drive by and they've put up fencing, but the exterior looks pretty much the same as it was in the movie. Have you seen the inside of the house?
I have not, but it looks like a mansion.
It does, and it's very festive. It's red and green all over. You know, it's Christmas time. But the inside now, whoever owned it last, completely renovated it. There's no character to it. Like, every room is just white with black furniture. You would never guess. You would never guess if you're inside that this was the movie in the movie Home Alone. It's terrible. Certainly a crime. Little John Williams. Great soundtrack. Oh, God. He prepares that whole mac and cheese. But as soon as he sits down for dinner, it's 9 o'clock.
Shout out to the old man neighbor.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go for him as... I want to go as him for Halloween. I think I could pull that off.
I think you pull it off right now.
I think I could pull that off because my kid kind of has like a Kevin McAllister look to him.
Oh, you know what? He does. Yeah. Me being one of the three people on Earth that actually know who your kid is, you guys totally are Kevin McAllister and the old man neighbor.
So I want him to go as Kevin McAllister, but I don't think he's down with it. And then I actually think I would look better as Marv, one of the robbers, one of the wet bandits.
No, you mean the sticky bandits.
Yeah, the sticky bandits. But then I would have no one to be Joe Pesci.
I could do it if I ever wanted to go over there, which I wouldn't because I'm not paying for that.
I wanted to make my wife do it, but there's like, I mean, she would, there's like, no, there, my wife could not pass for a Joe Pesci.
I would hope not. By the way, it would be a great costume to be a follow-up on, considering you and your kid killed it last year.
He was a dinosaur, and I was John Hammond from Jurassic Park.
Life always finds a way.
You know what he asked me the other day, because I got a little white in my beard? He asked me the other day. He said, Daddy, you still have that stuff in from Halloween. I go, you're just noticing. That was 7 months ago. But no, it's... It's a little gray in my beard.
Breaking news. Cubs won, by the way. I know nobody cares but me, but I want everybody to know. Cubs beat the Cardinals. Shut them out.
Congrats.
Thanks.
Because I want to go as the robber, but just one robber and the kid doesn't really make sense. But if it was the neighbor and the kid, I think that would make more sense.
Be perfect. But also, you might have to explain it to people. It could be a costume that goes over people's heads. And I wouldn't appreciate it.
There were not a lot of people that knew that I was John Hammond this year from Jurassic Park.
Uncultured swine, I call them.
Yeah. I don't know. If I'm walking around with a big shovel, I think people are with a little Kevin McAllister looking like kid. I think they'll be just.
Well, people might think you're John Cena and your son's Nikki from Spirit Squad.
Jeez.
What a pull, right?
All right, so it took 12 minutes, but I would like to inform you, if you did not know, that the Dallas Mavericks did in fact draft Cooper Flagg. So in the greatest plot twist that we've seen in the NBA for a long time, the Mavericks trading away their franchise cornerstone for pennies on the dollar to a Lakers team, which has since been sold, which again is the Lakers, and now they have a superstar to go from LeBron to the next guy in Luka. The Mavericks somehow are in the play-in tournament, don't make the actual playoffs, have a 1.8% chance to get the number one overall pick, and then get the number one overall pick in Cooper Flagg. One thing I like about Cooper Flagg is that he wanted to wear the number 32 at Duke, but he couldn't because it was retired for Christian Laettner. Now, he wanted to wear the number 32 because his mom, Kelly, wore the number 32 for her love of Christian Laettner. So Flagg at Duke switched to 2, and now he's going to be a Dallas Mav, and he can now wear the number 32. So if you're getting a Cooper Flagg jersey, it will be coming with the number 32. He goes number one overall, and he goes to the Dallas Mavericks. Number two also was not a surprise. The San Antonio Spurs out of Rutgers took Dylan Harper. Harper and Ace Bailey were two guys that went to Rutgers, and we thought Rutgers was going to have just this like kind of uncharacteristic year for them where they were going to really do damage in the Big Ten, possibly the tournament. They did not make the tournament, and there was a lot of questions about these guys because how could two guys be this good and then have their team be that bad? And then so people were like, I need to go look at this tape. So they went and looked at the tape, and the more tape they looked at, the more they realized that there was no saving that team no matter what two guys you had on it. That was a bad Rutgers team. So it did not hurt Harper. Ace Bailey's draft stock was plummeting a little bit. Did not want to work out with the Sixers. They instead at 3 take a guard out of Baylor, VJ Edgecombe. So he goes to the Sixers at number 3. They did shop it all over the place, trying to find what value they may have had on it, and eventually did go with Edgecombe at number 3. The Charlotte Hornets take Con Knipple. This guy has got a full family of brothers. It is Cash Cager, Con, Kinston, and Kidman. I mean, I'm in a family where I have 3 brothers, and their names all start with B, and we think that's pretty stupid. But we still have like somewhat normal names other than Bart. I mean, I can't imagine naming my kid Cash with a K or Kidman Knipple. What kind of names are these?
Yeah, what are they? My cousins?
Yeah. Yeah. What's happening? But Con is taken with the Hornets at number 4 overall. The Hornets, their draft history has never impressed me. They've always screwed up, it seems. Them and the Wizards seem like they're two teams that are just kind of stuck being bad. And a big part of that has been, at least for the Hornets, the drafting. So we'll see if Knipple can go. That was the first set of teammates drafted in this draft. And then at number 5, the Jazz take Ace Bailey. So he does go to the Jazz. Reports were that he didn't want to go there, but he is going to go there. Probably a first surprise. Again, you got Austin Ainge now in charge. We'll see what Ace Bailey can do in Utah. He goes at number 5. Then at number 6, Trey Johnson, the guard out of Texas. He goes to the Washington Wizards. At number 7, the selection was Jeremiah Fears, the guard out of Oklahoma. Goes to the New Orleans Pelicans, who we're also making a few moves here tonight. We'll get into some of that in a little bit. At number 8, at number 8 in the draft, we got the selection of Igor Denham. He was kind of a surprise, still maybe thought of a top 10 guy, but he goes to the Nets. Now, he goes to the Nets at 8. They had 5 first-round picks coming into tonight. Thought they may try to package a couple of those to move up even further, but they do not. And again, I'm saying all this assuming these are the landing spots final for these players. We're going to find out as the night goes forward. The Raptors, it looked like for sure at number nine, they were going to take Adedu Kaman Maluak, the big man. But instead, the Raptors go a little smaller at forward and take Colin Murray Boyles. And then Maluak goes to the Suns, and you're like, okay, there's your big man. That worked out about as well as it could for the Suns because they need a big man. They did not acquire one in the KD deal. So now you get Maluak. But then it was reported later that they also traded for Mark Williams, who was supposed to be traded to the Lakers last year. But then the Lakers didn't like his physical. So now they've added two big men in one night, assuming that they keep Maluak. So that is your top 10. A couple of trades going down. Couple of teams. Wow. Couple of teams. Oh, no. So we'll break down those from those angles coming up and then update you on the rest of the night so far. But it's NBA draft night, just round one. Round two is tomorrow, and we'll continue to follow it along here on the show. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
All right, it is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Carlos Ortiz alongside as we continue to take a look at what is going on in this NBA draft. Ran through the top 10 picks in segment number one of our number one. We do a four-hour show, three segments apiece. Slide in a little update for you near the 32, 33-minute mark of every hour. We call that the bottom of the hour. That's where the minute hand is on the clock. And in radio, we still use those sort of numerical circles for clocks. No digital. We are still very analog with our clock and our verbiage. Shams Charania on ESPN breaking down the Hornets. I just had mentioned them that they are not the Hornets, but well, the Hornets made a trade, but it was the Suns, the Phoenix Suns acquiring Kaman Maluak, the big man out of Duke, but then also trading for Mark Williams. He came on the air right before pick number 11 to explain why they went from no big men to multiple big men in the span of 5 minutes.
On the move, what more can you tell us?
So one deal just happened. The number 11th overall pick is being traded from the Portland Trailblazers to the Memphis Grizzlies. So this pick coming up at 11 will be Memphis's pick. And then elsewhere, the Phoenix Suns draft Kamal Malawach, but they have also traded for center Mark Williams from the Charlotte Hornets. I'm told the Hornets are getting the number 29 pick in tonight's draft, as well as a 2029 first-round pick. So we know the Suns have had an issue with their front court size, but they have addressed it in a massive way tonight. Getting Kamal Malawach, they did not expect Malawach to drop to them at 10, but he did, and now they get him as well as Mark Williams. All right.
So that report was on ESPN. Quick broadcasting note. ABC is also airing the draft, but this is not a simulcast situation. For whatever reason, they've got one crew doing ESPN and the other doing ABC. They also do that in football. But then Monica McNutt is interviewing the draft prospects, and they both throw to her at the same time. It's very weird how they're doing this coverage. I was flipping back and forth at home trying to like see how they would time it out just right. I don't think this night warrants two different TV feeds from the same company. But what do I know? I am just a lowly sports talk radio host. So that's what went down at 10. At number 11, there was a swap. So I believe Portland was on the clock at number 11. And then they made a trade with the Grizzlies. So the Grizzlies are going to get Cedric Coward out of Washington State, 21-year-old wing guy. And then the Blazers got the number 16 pick, which they used on Yang Hansen, center out of China, two future seconds, and then a first-round pick in 2028 via Orlando. So to move back five spots, it's actually a pretty good haul. You get a first-round pick in a couple of years and some other second-round picks. So not a decent haul there for the Blazers, and then they get a guy that they like. The Chicago Bulls drafting at 12, and what I can tell you, Carlos, is Noah Asenyo out of
France.
Out of France. He's playing in the German league. People are really impressed with the pick.
Okay, cool. I mean, what am I supposed to tell you? Hopefully the Bulls know better than me, but this is a front office that gave Patrick Williams an extension when he didn't deserve it, and now they're trying to trade him. No, I don't know who's going to want that contract. The Bulls' specialty is drafting unknown European players only to finish in the 10th place and get waxed in the first round of the play-in, probably by the Miami Heat. So, yay, I guess. I have no idea. No insight.
He was actually in the German League Finals, which is going on, I believe, right now. But he bailed on the team to be present at the draft. So he bailed just to be present at the draft. And there was some, when he first did that, there was like some questioning of his character and all this kind of stuff. And I don't know. You're in the finals of something. You've played with the whole team. Yeah, you're using it as a stepping stone. I don't know. Would you skip one company's party if that was your stepping stone? Would you skip their holiday party if it meant you got to go to the orientation of another one? I mean, is that close enough? Is that what you would do? Then at number 13, Atlanta had the pick, traded it to New Orleans for Derrick Queen. Derrick Queen is one of these guys whose stock rose up in the draft, big man out of Maryland. Some teams love him a lot, some teams a little less so. But Atlanta goes back 10 spots, and New Orleans gives up a very valuable pick because they're swapping those picks. And then also, the Pelicans gave Atlanta an unprotected 2026 first-round pick, which is going to be the most favorable of New Orleans and Milwaukee. So now Atlanta next year needs to be following how Milwaukee does and how New Orleans does. And there's a very good chance that one, if not both of those teams, don't do so well next season. And all of a sudden you got a pretty high pick in the 2026 NBA draft. So there was some surprise there at how that was going down between Atlanta and specifically New Orleans for what they were giving up in that situation. The Spurs take a guy that, guess what, everybody likes. Well-polished, great character. That would be Carter Bryant at number 14. So let's see, the first sentence I saw out of the Arizona Wildcat was, hard to think of a better fit and team than Carter Bryant in San Antonio. So they continue to do a really good job of building what they are building in San Antonio as we go through the first round a little bit here on the show. Then at number 15, the Thunder. Thunder had 15, 24, and 44. Again, unless I miss something, you got to keep all eyes open. They drafted another center. They drafted Thomas Sorber out of Georgetown. So this becomes their 16th contract on the team. You can only keep 15. If they're going to draft some of these guys, they're going to have to shed some guys that they do have. I think they'll probably find a way to do that. I mean, there were plenty of guys on the bench that did not play down the stretch or in the finals. But that is the predicament that the Thunder are in. Do we try to get a guy that's going to make our team better? And if so, how much does he play? And then if we're not, what do we package? Who do we give up on top of that? So it'll be interesting to see they pick here coming up in a little bit, what they do with that. I mentioned Hanson Yang out of China. He gets taken by Portland, and that is at pick number 16. The Timberwolves at 17 take Juan Berenger. So he was an overseas player. That's about as much as I've got for you on him. The Jazz are taking Walter Clayton Jr. out of Florida. That comes in at number 18. So that was Washington's pick, and they instead, they moved up three, the Jazz did. So getting Walter Clayton Jr. and Ace Bailey for the Jazz, I mean, that's pretty decent start to your night here. So that's what they did at number 18 in the draft here tonight. At number 19, Nolan Traore, somebody else can help me with that. That he goes to the Nets, so they take another guy at number 19. The Heat take Jakančionis out of Illinois, a guard that a lot of people really like, at number 20. And I believe that's where we're at right now. The Jazz on the clock again and again. This would be the Wizards pick. So now we have the fallout of some of these trades tonight where we'll have the Wizards at 21, Nets 22, Hawks at 23. In terms of what the main takeaway is, it's, you know, I think the Jazz have an interesting night so far. And I think that the Pelicans made a pretty big trade to go up 10 spots for Derek Queen. So we'll see how this continues to play out. Again, it's only round one tonight. So we've got 10 more picks, and then we call it a wrap for the evening. And then round two is tomorrow. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. To break it down a little more, let's get an update. It's Marco Belletti.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
The biggest moments in the games.
Oh, God! Stokely down the sideline! Can they catch him? Stokely! Wow! Touchdown! Denver! Unbelievable!
The biggest voices in sports.
Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
The heartbreak.
Touchdown! No! No! The Cardinals have knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs!
The celebrations.
And it takes the knee of the New York Giants of the Super Bowl 42 champion. And Tom Coughlin and the Big Blue erase all of their doubters. They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
Welcome on in to the Bulletin Blitz. Happy hump day, everybody. It is Wednesday, June 25th, 2025. And the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network, gets you your audio of the day. So, of course, the biggest story in the sports world right now tonight is what's going on the televisions on ESPN, ABC, whichever broadcast you choose, which doesn't make sense if there's two different options. 40 NBA draft. It is a bunch of grown kids slash young men getting picked by teams wearing hats for teams they may or may not play for. And we will start with the first selection in that draft. No surprise. The Dallas Mavericks are going to go with Cooper Flagg. Let's hear the selection as well as Cooper thinking his family after the fact.
With the first pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Dallas Mavericks select Cooper Flagg from Duke University.
I mean, I wouldn't be here without these people right here and all my people back home in Maine. A lot of people up in the box up there, they're here for me and I wouldn't be here without them. So it just means so much to see everybody here and supporting me.
So let's say that Cooper Flagg is a superstar. Let's say that Cooper Flagg is good, makes the All-NBA teams, gets the Supermax, all that kind of stuff. His rookie contract right now that he's set to sign is going to be 4 years worth $62.7 million. Come 2029, when he's eligible to make a Supermax, again, if he hits all the qualifiers, you got to be like All-NBA and all that kind of stuff, or an All-Star. There's qualifications to get the 30% Supermax. He could get a contract worth $359 for 5 years. And then after that, he would be eligible for another 5-year deal for $509 million with the way that the contracts are going up. So that would be a $100 million player. There is a chance that by the time he's 31 years old, Cooper Flagg will have made $930 million.
Wow.
Just from the on-court contributions.
why my body could not hold up to my athletic prowess and promise, I will never know. All right, good for Cooper Flagg, good for the Mavs. Again, no shocker. Pretty much everybody knew that Dallas was going to make that selection. Whether or not Jason Kidd will be his coach remains to be seen, as he reportedly has mutual interest with the New York Knicks and the Knicks' interest in Jason Kidd. Let's go to the second overall pick in the NBA draft. We knew it was going to be somebody from Rutgers, but was it going to be Ace Bailey or Dylan Harper? Well, here's San Antonio's selection, as well as the reaction from the newest Spur.
With the second pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the San Antonio Spurs select Dylan Harper from Rutgers University.
Man, I mean, I think when you play with a bunch of great players, it just brings the best out of you. So, I mean, they got a great group of young core over there. I'm just ready to get in there and just make an impact any way I can with them guys.
It's going to be hard to see if, I mean, the Spurs are going to be good is what I'm saying. It's going to be hard to imagine where they're not. And I know they haven't made the playoffs yet with Victor Wembanyama, and there's been some injuries. But this is time. They've got the pieces. They are ready. Also drafting Carter Bryant out of Arizona, who is a great fit for them as well. So Spurs getting a lot better tonight at number two and then a little later. And it just seems like every time the Spurs draft somebody, it's always, oh, well, there's no better player in a better position than here and this. And they have paid that off with championships, so they got to be feeling pretty good tonight.
Yeah, not only are they good, but they're going to be good for a long time if everything pans out. Stephon Castle, Victor Wembanyama, they got De'Aaron Fox, and now Dylan Harper. The Spurs could be scary and already a loaded Western Conference. It'll be fun to see in a couple of months. Let's go to what we thought might have been in the running for the second or third overall pick. Wound up dropping to fifth to Utah, and that's the other kid from Rutgers, Ace Bailey. He gets drafted by the Jazz. We'll hear the selection here, as well as his thoughts when he spoke with Monica McNutt after the fact.
With the fifth pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Utah Jazz select Arius Ace Bailey from Rutgers University.
I mean, I have a great circle that maintains the outside world while I just focus on the basketball part. So I just thank them every day.
You've gotten props from KD, Giannis, learned some moves from Giannis. Are you ready to go to Utah and maybe use those moves on Giannis?
Oh, for sure. I got some more stuff for him too. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he's gonna use those moves on Giannis the two times they play. But I did see there was a right. I was confused about that. But they are. There was a video of Giannis working out with those guys at one point, the Rutgers guys, and really trying to coach them along. So that video has been getting somewhat of some play. But yeah, Bailey. I don't know. I don't know if he was trying to get himself to a certain spot, but now he's wound up in Utah, which may not be terrible. Again, they're also selecting via a trade Walter Clayton Jr. So these are two good picks that they have. I'm not sure what they're going to continue to try to do here with free agency and some trades. They've got Lauri Markkanen under a big deal, but then they've got a lot of expiring contracts this year, whether it's John Collins, Colin Sexton, Jordan Clarkson, Kenyon Martin Jr. Maybe some of these guys are a part of the future they want to give an extension to. Maybe they're not. They've got a decision here. And remember, last year they took Kyle Filipowski out of Duke. So they're starting to try to get something together, run by the Angels. A good night for them, though, so far, I would say. For one night, at least, a good night.
All right, well, that's enough about the teams that are actually picking in the draft. Let's go to one of the two teams that do not have a single pick either tonight or tomorrow. The Houston Rockets don't have a draft pick, but the Denver Nuggets, they don't have a draft pick either. This is from various trades and moves in the past, Aaron Gordon being one of them, where that wound up being a trade pick that they can no longer use. And Daron Holmes, who was basically hurt of all the last year, they sent that pick to the Suns. There was a 52nd overall pick, and the Aaron Gordon trade was the 25th overall pick over to the Orlando Magic. So the Nuggets don't have anything, and they're kind of screwed because they have been paying for a lot of, I don't want to say mistakes, but they've built their team where they've been kicking picks down the road and just really trying to load up a stacked run. Now, they got one championship, but in a Western Conference that has seemingly passed them by, the once-removed champions are pretty hurt. So I want to hear from Nuggets president Josh Kroenke. Says Denver has to be judicious in how they're going to build around Nikola Jokic, who was in the middle of some trade speculation himself.
For us as an organization, going into that second apron is not necessarily something that we're scared of. I think that there are rules around it that we needed to be very careful of with our injury history. The wrong person gets injured, and very quickly you're into a scenario where that I never want to have to contemplate, and that's trading number 15. We're very conscious of that pushing forward providing the resources that we can when the moment arrives.
I think it's just kind of odd that, you know, those words come out of his mouth. Even if you don't want to get to that point by saying it, you're correct and accurate, but still you're saying it. Now you got everybody turning their head thinking, excuse me? Why are you saying this? So maybe this is what we need to do, since they're at least the team entertaining it publicly. Maybe we need to take all of your attention towards trying to get Giannis out of Milwaukee. You knew I was going there. They brought it up in Denver. So what is it going to take to get Jokic out of the Nuggets organization? That's what I want to see.
All right, let's switch gears. Let's go to baseball, which will have one of the nastiest stories I've ever heard. A 22-year-old fan, and I'm going to scratch the word fan, I'm going to replace it with punk, an absolutely moronic punk, has been banned indefinitely from all Major League ballparks after he yelled something about Diamondbacks second baseman Ketel Marte's late mother. This was yesterday against the White Sox. Marte, he wound up breaking down in tears as he was being heckled by this jerk. So they found out who he is. Still no word on what's being said, but, you know, it doesn't matter, because this is about his mother, who passed away in a car accident in the Dominican Republic in 2017. Disgusting situation overall. Here's Torey Lovello, Diamondbacks manager, on the Marte situation.
Yeah, it was a terrible moment. Fans are nasty, and fans go too far sometimes. I love my players, and I'm going to protect them. I've known Ketel for 9 years, and he's had some unbelievably great moments and some hardships as well, and some really, really tough moments in his life. And I know those. At the end of the day, we're human beings, and we have emotions, and I saw him hurting, and I want to protect him.
You wonder sometimes, if people are not willing to make a certain thing a red line in public, what are they doing and saying in their private life? Feel bad for him. Unnecessary situation. Did not need to happen that way. Just don't say stuff like that. Don't even think it. Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Roll out.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.